Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, where are you? Oh, you're going to seriously hurt someone. Oh, no. Oh. Hey, hey, it's okay. Hey, no need to swear at me. It was my sister who bit half your damn leg off. Don't worry. Blood loss is the least of your problems. It's okay. I'm here to help. One minute, you're enjoying a nice night in the national park, camping under the stars with not a soul for miles. And the next, a giant wolf is using you as a squeaky toy. Must have been pretty scary. A few howls in the distance. Nothing unusual for this time of year. Before something dark and fast and way too huge is tearing through your tent, dragging you out into the forest, sinking ragged teeth into you. Something that moves on two legs. Something with hands. Yeah, I know I said wolf. I also said it was my sister. Come on, connect the dots. Don't make me say it. Oh, really? A little bit of trauma, and your whole brain takes the night off? Fine. Werewolf. Do you want me to spell it for you, too? No, I'm not insane. And no, I'm not going to help you with the bleeding. You're healing on your own. Just watch. Blood clotting, wound knitting, and sealing in real time. Wolverine style. Cool, right? No, you're not going insane either. Not in that sense, anyway. Yes, werewolves are real. You just got gnawed on by one. Most of the time, we're the same as everyone else, more or less. I might take my stakes blue, but I'm still just a girl, you know? It's just that some nights, like tonight, the moon gets a little too bright. The magic, the madness, gets a little too strong. Then things get hairy. As the years go by, it gets easier to restrain yourself. I promise you, I'll stay slim and sexy all the way to sunrise. My sister's younger than me, a lot less experienced. She'll be very sorry about biting you when she finally regains some control. You'll have even less than her pretty soon. I'm sorry. I know it's a shitty way to have your whole life turned upside down. Try not to think about it too much. You'll get stressed, and the change will come on even faster. Really, I can hear your heartbeat from here, pounding harder and faster. You need to calm down. Calm down, it's okay. Sit down here beside me. Let me take your hand, at least. Easy, it's okay. I won't buy it. Not now, anyway. You've got nice hands, Camper. Strong, warm. Feel my slim fingers in yours. I'm here with you. You are not alone. And no matter what happens tonight, you'll be human again by sunrise. Do you hear the moon singing to you yet? It'll feel like sunlight, warming your blood instead of your skin, whispering passion into your mind. Everything else fades away, but passion, rage, fear, hunger, lust. Soon you won't be able to control yourself. No one can their first time. You'll follow your passions wherever they lead. Like I'm doing right now. No tongue? Oh, so shy. Yeah, I saw you getting hard. My sister really shredded those pants. And if you don't want my lips up here, I can always bend down. Your heart's definitely beating faster now. You want me to spell things out again? The big bad wolf's about to blow your house down, puppy. Would you rather be angry, afraid, or would you rather fuck me like the beast you are? Ah, stop talking. Stop thinking. You won't be able to do either in a few seconds. I can feel your muscles warping. Just lie back and let me suck you. Lie back and listen to the moon. You're changing in my mouth. Hold on to me, puppy. Don't be afraid. No more thoughts. Just your passion. Just the beast. Hello, puppy. Nice to meet you. Easy there. It's okay. I'm a friend. Remember? You're disoriented. But if you just let me stand up. Don't. Hey, careful with those claws. I'm just trying to. Don't put your paw on my chest. You'll crush me. Okay. This wasn't how I planned to wind up on my back. Hey, look at me. Look at me, puppy. Look at my face. Look at my body. Do you really want to eat me? Or do you want to? Oh. Fuck. Oh, puppy. What a big cock you have. All the better to fuck me with. Oh, I thought you were a nice size before. Oh, and don't even get me started on the shape. I can barely fit you in my mouth. So hot. And thick. My head's too fucking swollen. I can't. Let me go. I can't take it all. Stop pushing it into me. I keep tearing my shirt with your claws. You. Bad doggy. If you didn't taste so good, I'd be half of mine too. You're too fucking big for my throat. Please. Please, puppy. I love that throbbing wolf cock of yours. I need it inside of me. Please. But I can't take all of you in my mouth. I'd love sinking my fingers into your fur. Feeling your warmth. Your strength. Use it on me, please. Fuck. Oh, there goes my top. Oh, you drew blood too. Fuck. You're lucky I heal as fast as you do. And I don't mind some pain. Let me hold your head. Easy. Easy, puppy. I'm just guiding you down my chest, where you tore my clothes from my breasts. Let me feel that smooth, long tongue of yours sliding over my nipples. Oh, your tongue's so soft. Oh, and your head's almost as big as my chest. Oh, you could just bite down and tear me in half. But you want something else, don't you? You want to roll me over, have me bend over in the dirt, presenting myself to you. Ooh, and I can't disappoint such a good doggy. Oh, you like it when I stick my ass up in the air like this? You like it when I slide my skirt down, my pale ass shining in the moonlight, completely open to you? Listen to the moon, puppy. What's she telling you to do? Oh, you're right above me. Just hurry up and do it. I can't stand just waiting. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, your huge doggy cock sliding between my ass cheeks, drooling pre-cum. Please. Please just push it in. Just push it in, please. Huh? I know my little slit's too small, but stop fucking teasing me. Stop rubbing along my tight hole and fuck me. Huh? Please. Please just fuck me in. With werewolf healing. Oh, it's so fucking big. My heals each time. It's always so fucking tight. But you don't seem to mind. It's too big. You're too fucking big. Heavy. And hairy. Slamming that huge fucking cock to my tight virgin pussy. Understand me, but I want you to know. This is what it's like. Even when we're human, the passion, the need never leaves us. I was such a fucking prude before I got bitten, but now, I couldn't wait to offer myself. To be your fucking toy. Oh, will you be like me when you change back? Huh? Will you get off on being helpless? On being hurt? I want to find out. It's all right. It's alright, you can lose control. Be a beast. Pound me into the ground. Grab my shoulders. And rake my tits with those clawed fingers. Ah.
like your little bitch. Ah, tear up your bitch's pussy with your huge fucking cock. Ah, please. Ah, yes. Yes, I can take it. Ah, I can heal. Ow, ah, you're, oh, your claws squeezing my tits. Fuck. Yes, make me bleed. Make me come. Fuck. Fuck, you're swelling up inside of me. Come in me. Please, puppy. Make me come and come inside of me. Together. We're in this together. Harder. Use your little bitch. Yes, use me. Make me a little bitch. Make your little bitch come. Fuck me. Yes, fuck, make us come. Swell up inside of me, pinning us together, trapping all your hot cum deep inside of me. Easy, easy, puppy. Just lie on top of me, joined with me. You're so warm, like a fur coat. Oh, you're calming down a little. That's good. I think you blew the house down all right. Got me all worked up. It's getting really hard to push down my own passions now. My beast wants to come out and play. I think you'll like it when she plays. Oof. You ready for more? You're shifting, pulsing, hitting. Oh, fuck, no. No, I'm way too sensitive. I don't think I'm gonna last all night after all, puppy. Fuck. Fuck me even harder this time. Push me over the edge. Make me lose control. My sister already got to take a bite out of you. My turn.